Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kurt Simmons. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clemens. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson bunts in front of the plate. McCarver fields it and throws to first for the out. Schaefer moves to second. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Simmons covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groat for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schaefer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flood throws the ball into White, who tags Cowan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Banks moves to second. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schaefer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Ron Taylor now pitching. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to third. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 2 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White scores. McCarver moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jeff Long pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 3 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Long moves to second. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemens is hit by the pitch. Long moves to third. Flood moves to second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 3 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogers fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Long scores. Flood moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schaefer. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Schaefer steals second. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock. White reaches second base with a double. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stewart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.